Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This, without Robin this morning, she's taking a day off. She's feeling a little bit under the weather today, so she decided to bail a little bit on us this morning, which is okay. You know, she needs her rest, and I think we can make it through. What do you think? So here we are at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. This is what we talk about, is fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms, sometimes a little politics, but mostly things that relate to anglers and hunters and, you know, people that like to watch wildlife and that type of thing. We take all kinds of questions from all types of people all over the place. And here we are on the last day of the early muzzleloader season, and I'm sure it might be the first day that some of you have been able to get out. So if you're on the road to the stand for early muzzleloader season, give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and you may win a muzzleloader the last Saturday of the month. I believe that's the 29th, if I'm not mistaken, and that would be next weekend. We're going to give away a muzzleloader, that's for sure. The CVA has contacted me this week. We're going to do a progressive increase in value on the muzzleloaders, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But here's the rules. Call in. Leave your name and number with Vern Anderson, our producer this morning. Aaron's not here either, so it's just Vern and me. Hi, Vern. Anyway, I think he's probably taking a call. So leave your name and number with Vern Anderson, and Vern will put you on the air with me. That's the rule. You got to go on the air and say, hi, hey, I just want to get in a contest, whatever. When we begin November's giveaway, we're going to give away two muzzleloaders in November, one to a youth and one to an adult, and you may nominate your youngster if you like, by adding that name when you call in, you know, and say, I'd like to put my son, grandson, nephew, niece, whatever in the contest. We'll write that name down, too, with a contact number. And at the end of November, we'll be giving away two CVA muzzleloaders, one to a youth and one to an adult. So that's pretty cool. At the end of November, we'll have a muzzleloader just in time for the late muzzleloader season. Or if you want to hold it till Christmas, that'd probably be a great idea, too. So somebody's going to win, you know, big in November. Now, let's see. You can also do that by email. I get a number of emails every week, people that are listening and want to enter by email, and that's fine, too. That email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So when you... you know, if you want to nominate a youngster, you can do it by calling in or by emailing. How about that? And you can put yourself in the contest, too, by emailing if you like. So, very simple, very simple. So, all right, let's see. Where are we? Bear season begins on Monday in Western Maryland, the four westernmost counties, and that would be Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties. A lot of bears, plenty of bears, and lots of damage out there in the farmers' fields. So we'll actually have an article about that, a new option for farmers to actually appoint, or, you know, I guess that would be the word, appoint or pick sub-permittees to go on an agricultural damage permit. And in the past, they used to have to use these permits for Yeah, during the bear season. So they only had the 5 days to use their agriculture permits to take out problem bears during the bear season. And it had mixed success. So here's what the farmer has. He has three options. He can A, get an agriculture bear permit. He can, or A is he can take money from the bear fund, the bear damage fund. He can that or get a bear damage permit to mitigate the damage on his property. And now the third option is he can pick sub-permittees that don't necessarily have to take that bear during the bear hunting season. That's the big change. So from September 1st to December 1st or sometime in December, they can take out these problem bears, but they're only allowed one per permit. Okay. So there are people who have been appointed sub-permittees, picked as sub-permittees, who have been bear hunting already, and some bears have been harvested. So, you know, that's how that goes. So the regular bear season starts Monday. It runs through Saturday this year, which is also new. It's 6 days. They've added Saturday. What you do have to realize is that overlaps with the fall turkey season, that first day, so you've got to be very careful out there. The other thing that can happen this week is Young of the Year survey came out for striped bass for 2022. Dismal. Striped bass reproduction remains low, but here's a shiny object over here. Spot abundance is highest in a decade. No striped bass, but we got lots of spot. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced results of this year's juvenile striped bass survey, which tracks the reproductive success of the iconic fish in the Chesapeake Bay. The 2022 Young of the Year Index is 3.6. Slightly higher than last year's result, but remains below the long-term average of 11.3. The Atlantic Coast striped bass population has decreased in size, but is still capable of strong reproduction with the right environmental conditions. Variable spawning success is a well-known characteristic of the species. Biologists continue to examine factors that might limit spawning success. Biologists captured more than 40,000 fish of 58 different species during the three-month survey. One positive result was the increased abundance of spot, a popular species used for food and bait. Spot abundance was the highest observed in over a decade. So, that's how that goes. Atlantic Coast states enacted responsible conservation measures in recent years to reduce harvest and protect striped bass during the spawning season. Maryland will work with other states and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission to develop additional measures to enhance the striped bass population through the Atlantic Striped Bass Fishery Management Plan. For this annual survey, fishery managers examined 22 sites located in four major spawning areas, the Choptank, the Nanticoke, and the Potomac Rivers, and the Upper Chesapeake Bay. Biologists visit each site 3 times per summer, collecting fish with 2 sweeps of a 100-foot beach seine net. The index represents the average number of recently hatched striped bass captured in each sample. And in the lower part of the bay, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science conducts a similar survey. So there you go. Way off. You look at the chart, you can see the swings, the wide swings, wild swings in the population of striped bass. You can go all the way back to 1954, where reproduction was mediocre. Then you swing into the decline during the mid-70s to during the closure. I believe that was 82 or 83. They closed the striped bass fishery for 5 years. Reproduction during those 5 years was low. It spiked again in 1988. 90 was off, and then it climbed for the highest in 1996, the highest year class in a long time. And it remained pretty good throughout the 90s, with a couple of spikes in the 2011, 2015 were not bad. And then it started to drop down again, in the last 3 years. So we don't know what's coming, but let the managers make those decisions. They get lots of input from, recreational and commercial anglers on that to keep our keep our state fish rocking and rolling here. Any comments on that? Like to comment? We'll welcome your comments here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And I'll tell you what, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, they've got it all. They've got the fishing, they've got the hunting, they've got the guns, they've got the ammo, they've got the optics if you need a nice new scope for your firearm. But they have recently acquired the CVA brand of muzzleloaders, which is who we promote here. They've been our sponsor for many falls. I think we're in our 15th or 16th year with CVA giveaway. And Clyde's is now stocking CVA muzzleloaders. They've got the Optima V2, the Acura LRX, the Paramount long-range muzzleloader, and then they have a 45-70 firearm, a TD Scout TD 45-70, which is a straight-wall cartridge gun, which you can use in the shotgun season here in Maryland. And, of course, they carry all the CVA accessories, the Black Powder, the Pyrodex, the Blackhorn 209, the 777. And, you know, it might be time to upgrade. If you've been frustrated one more time with your latest muzzleloader that you have, might want to stop by and check out the line of CVA at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Hey, are you enjoying the cool weather? Man, it was 37 degrees out there the other day. 37 degrees on Thursday morning when my grandson Jacob and I got into the woods, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But, you know, take care of that fireplace. You know, you can put a gas fireplace insert in there from Backyard Billy's. You can pick up a new pellet stove, a new wood stove if you like, to fit in that hole in the wall there that, you know, you used to burn split logs in and that type of thing. So, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island? They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I decided on a gas fireplace insert. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience of the remote control. We like the beauty of the firebox. You know, it looks just like logs in there burning beautiful. The room-filling heat, it's amazing. It's on right now, as a matter of fact. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries the Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now. Really, cold weather's here. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillies.com is the website, Hearth America Facebook page, phone number 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow.
I like that song. Let's talk to Walter. Good morning, Walter.
How you doing, Alan?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. On the way up to the farm to put another morning in.
There you go. I talked to a friend of mine who hunts in Prince George's County. He lives in Carroll County, hunts in exclusively archery in PG County. And he was telling me it's the October lull. Have you been seeing a lot of deer?
Well, in the mornings, one or two little ones come out and mill around, and they just are stupid. And what I'm seeing is right at the edge of dark, you know, they come out. Day before yesterday, I had 20 come out, two small spikes sparring, and they were within 5 yards of my ground blind.
Nice.
But I was waiting for the big guy, and
Joe Biden?
I had to kind of spook him a little bit. Just let the one doe see me so I could get out of the blind with them not seeing me. But they milled around. They came out at about 6 o'clock and milled until, and it was dark when I left the ground blind.
Well, 7:25 opening morning, had a deer come down the hedgerow. Big body deer, still pretty dark back in there. I mean, it's dark woods. I'm looking through the woods, you know, at the hedgerow coming into the property. And I waited till he stepped in, put the binoculars up, and he had a really nice big body and a nice thick, you know, rack. And he just kind of kept walking, and I waited till he hesitated behind a tree. He stepped out, and I didn't see him all that well, but I put the red dot on his shoulder and squeezed the trigger, and we looked for an hour and a half, and I never touched him. And we did find a place where I knocked the bark off a tree, so I suspect that he's fine. So
I dream about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And I'm 0 for 2 this year. That was my third sit. I've been out 3 times, missed an 8-point with the compound bow, and now I've missed one with a muzzleloader. So 3 strikes, I'm out, you know?
Oh,
God. But not typical for me to miss. It really isn't. And I'm not bragging. I'm just, you know, I just, you know, everything's sighted in and checked and that type of thing. So we're going to go out this afternoon and see how it goes. But I haven't seen a deer in the afternoon yet. And this October lull type of thing, I was reading about it. Here's what Mark Connor, who, you know, works at Chesapeake Farms and has been there for a long, long time, working with a couple of organizations. They were trying to figure out why the big bucks disappear in the middle of October. Just, you know, pre-rut, going into the rut, there seems to be a time period when guys aren't seeing those big bucks on their farms that they would usually see. See them early, you know, and then middle of October comes, they don't see them anymore, and then the rut comes and they show back up. Rather than a lull, what they're saying is the deer are not becoming nocturnal. They're just extending their range more. The bucks are traveling farther and farther and farther. They don't typically, go somewhere and hide. They just leave and are exploring other properties. They're cruising for does, and they're off the property. They extend their range out to 2 miles. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, too, because normally this time of year we have scrapes all over. Every tree that hangs over the edge of the field, there's scrapes. There's a few of them that are being worked, but not real hard.
Right.
And it's surprising. Like you said, the last Saturday before of bow season, the early season, we were seeing all kinds of bucks around. In fact, my buddy had 2 8-pointers. They were kind of racking their heads together a little bit, but then they lick each other and all. They were like 45 yards, and he couldn't get a clean shot at either of them. And I saw a couple of nice bucks and seeing a lot of deer. And then as soon as muggleover season came, and like I say, in the morning you see a couple of these little scrawny things that are out that feed any time of the day, it seems like. And then, well, like I said, the day before yesterday, they came out and masked to this field.
Yeah, but no bucks.
I had two spikes.
Yeah.
One had a 6-inch, like, pencil-thin spike.
Yeah.
And the other one had a 3-inch spike and a little stuff. They were 10 yards from me. But
yeah.
I the early season, I'm waiting for the buck.
You and I both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, it makes sense. So, hey, thanks for the call. Glad you're in the muzzleloader contest. Good luck.
Good talking to you again.
Take care, Walter. Let's talk to Zeke. Good morning, Zeke. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, man.
Hey, is Robin in your favorite tree stand this morning? Because I don't hear her there.
No, she's in her favorite tree stand back in the bedroom. Yeah.
I hear you.
She's had a little bit of a rough week, so she's taking the day off, which is fine.
I hope she feels better and you guys get out there and see some deer this evening.
Exactly.
I've been lucky so far. I got to tell you, Alan, I thought of this the third day. I'm heading over to the property now. Matter of fact, I just passed Backyard Billy's about 5 minutes ago.
There you go. Good for you.
Yes, and, man, the weather's been great. I couldn't ask for better weather. The moon's been dark, which, I don't know. I like a dark moon, man. I don't like it.
Oh, I do, too. Yep, no question. Yep.
And opening day, I took the biggest 6-point I've ever seen in the woods.
Well, congratulations.
And got a 22-inch spread on a 6-point.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Can you send me a picture?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That would be great.
I will get that to you. And I took it with a handgun, with a muzzleloader handgun.
Oh, do you use your CVA Scout?
No, it was the Encore. So I've had an older Encore for years. So it's been a fun time.
That's great, man. That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
I haven't seen as many as I'd normally see.
Yeah.
It is down a little this year, but this guy snuck right in on me, and everything turned out good.
Glad to hear that.
Also, one other thing, Alan, I want to let some of the older guys know. I took 2 does early with a bow this year, and I got to tell you, I found something that changed a lot for me. Now, I shoot a compound bow.
Right.
And, I had a problem seeing the sights. You know, I'm pushing 60, vision's a little tougher. Up close, everything's blurry, you know. I looked up peep sight, and I go to my pro shop, Macrotech, down in Pasadena there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, the guy Lenny in there, he brought out a peep sight, which now has changeable lenses. Have you ever seen this?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Night and day. Game changer.
I mean,
you hold out a pen in your hand. He's got a device. You hold your hand, looks like a bit off a bow. And you have a device that you put close to your eye about where your peep would be, and there's like 9 different lenses in it.
Wow.
And you look through till you can see the pin clearly and the target 20 yards clearly.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, this thing is, I'm back to shooting, bullseyes at 40 yards.
Wow, again. Congratulations.
Matter of fact, I took it home and shot. I sent a picture to my boys with four arrows and 4 bullseyes, and I said, I'm back, guys.
Glad to hear that.
At that point, I was limited to myself to 20-yard shots, 30 yards max.
Yep.
Now that I can see all my pins clearly again. So for you older guys out there, there's a device. It's a peep sight with a lens that goes in it.
Got it. All right, Zeke. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Are you in the muzzleloader contest?
No, I ain't, but if you put me in, I'd sure appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Well, did Vern get your name and number when you called in?
Yes, yes, he did. Yes,
then you're
did.
In the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, boy. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that. But, yeah, well, you have a good day, and I'm almost to the prime about 10 minutes out. So
all right. Well, have a good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting. I keep an eye on different weather factors, you know, particularly the wind. And I watch the barometer a lot. I do, and yesterday we had a little bit of a rising barometer. It didn't seem to matter. The other thing that happened yesterday that may have had something to do with seeing deer is when I got to the farm, I guess 2:30, something like that, they were cutting the corn in the field next to me. It's not a big field, probably 8-9 acres. I mean, they got it finished in a couple hours, but those couple hours is when I was in the stand. And I don't know if that put the deer, you know, off from coming out or not. I mean, no complaints. I mean, you know, things happen. No complaints about them cutting the corn. Now I can see the whole field. I can see the pattern of the deer moving into the field and across the field and that type of thing. Might even be able to sneak out and ambush one, you know, with the cover that I have. But then, you know, the deer tend to cross from one property across the lane onto into the field, and the, you know, right there at prime time, here comes the fuel oil truck, you know, and he's and then pumping the oil. He stayed there about 20 minutes or so. So, you know, I had two things kind of going against me. But, you know, after a while, everything settled down, and I had an hour and a half before I had to quit, but still just nothing was moving. Nothing was moving. So, oh well, that's the way it goes. You know, and the property I hunt there is primarily a bedding area. The cornfield is there, but there's lots of areas where these deer can come and go. And we see them coming from the other ag fields in through this finger of the woods to go into the bedding area. We see them going out of the bedding area, headed to the fields and that type of thing. But I'm really looking forward to the rut. I really am. I love the early muzzleloader season, and we'll go out this afternoon. Probably head out to the new spot that I was able to lease here through the Outdoors and Radio Show. Thank you very much. And I'll text those guys later and let them know we're going for the afternoon hunt. But we set stands. excuse me. Last Saturday, we set two ladder stands on the property and put out a little apple cracker block and some apple cracker and some dirt digger minerals. These guys are advertisers of mine and friends of mine from the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and we want to go back and check. Give them a week on it and see how they're hitting it. So we'll check those sites today and see what they're doing. We did discover a scrape, at least one on the property, but it's 70 acres altogether, 40 acres of woods, so it's a big piece of property for two to four people to cover. So we'll have two of us out there, and we'll see what happens. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's how you get in the muzzleloader contest. You call in, you leave your name, you leave your number, and with Vern, and then go on the air with me. Right now, though, it's time for me to tell you about one of our sponsors, Spurry's Tire Service. That's right, Spurry's Tire Service. Right around the corner here. I can't throw a rock and hit them, but pretty close, that's for sure. Spurry's Tire Service located, hold on. Oh, my goodness, let me do this right. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size, up to and including a combine, if you like. Yep, and Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractor to farm tractors to lawnmowers and so forth. Type tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including that pesky check engine light. They can diagnose any problem with your vehicle there. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or you can call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S-T-I-R-E.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrie's Tire Service, and you'll be glad you did. Chesapeake Outdoors, located right there in Kent Islands, just as almost as soon as you cross the bridge. They're Dominion Road, exit 39B, 1707 Main Street there in Chester, Maryland. They've got a couple of sales going on, and if you're looking for a new crossbow, let me give you a hint. The Raven 500, R-A-V-I-N 500, check that one out. On sale right now, 20% off. 20% off. I can't find that anywhere else in the world for that price if you're looking for a new Raven. That's for sure. The Raven retail price is $3,024 with now 20% off. That is $600 off the Raven crossbow. You can't afford not to do it. Home protection shotguns, 20% off. You know, the pump action shotguns to, you know, that you throw in the closet or keeping under your bed. Yep. 20% off. Hook clothing, the Hook, H-U-K, angler clothing, 40% off. Now, here's what I really want to tell you about. Okay. If you're looking for a new straight wall cartridge firearm, which is, you know, came into reality here a couple of years ago, you can use a straight wall cartridge during the shotgun season, or any time during the firearm season, but in the shotgun counties in particular, you're not restricted to using a shotgun anymore. You can use a rifle. You can use a 350 Legend. You can use a 450 Bushmaster. You can use a 44 Marlin. You can use a 4570. You can use what I use, a 450 Marlin, a 405 Winchester, if you like. Anything with a straight wall cartridge, you can use. Well, at Chesapeake Outdoors, they have the Ruger American Go Wild model, and they have it in the 350 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster. So why not stop by and check that out, Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Well, the weekend underway, and boy, what a picture-perfect start. We have got a beautiful mid-afternoon here ahead. 70 degrees today, 51 our low tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have to watch for some light rain showers coming off the Atlantic as a coastal low develops, 67 degrees on Sunday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Get the latest, most accurate forecast from the Weather Channel at the top of every hour. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.
All right, Mama tried. Let's talk to Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Just heading to the property to hunt this morning, called to get in on the muzzleloader contest.
Good, good.
Enjoy your show. Always try to listen to it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I hope Robin's feeling better.
You and I both. Yep.
I have. I heard your comment about the fellow that said that it's not really an October lull when the bucks stop showing up.
They're just moving on.
In their range.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think if that was the case, I would think you would be seeing different bucks that you hadn't seen earlier. You know,
that's true.
Coming from a different spot, I don't know.
Yep, that's potentially true. Absolutely.
Anyway,
you know, I mean, I hear stories all the time. I didn't even know this buck was around. We didn't see him on our cameras. You know, that type of thing.
So right. I hear that a lot, especially during the rut.
Yeah.
Because they're really extending the range looking for does.
Yep. Well, they do travel more. They travel more during the rut. It's a progressive thing. Early October, you know, September, they're kind of in their home range. You're seeing them on the cameras.
Right.
Early October, kind of the same thing. But as that rut gets closer, we're in the pre-rut right now. As that rut gets closer, these deer are traveling a little more, you know, going from a mile a day to a mile and a half a day, or, you know, and they do that for a couple of days, and then they go 2 miles, and then during the rut, they really travel a lot. So, you know, they're in pursuit of those does. So
last night, I mean, I left work in Elkton and headed to Kent Island. I live on Kent Island.
Right.
And, so I must have seen over 100 deer in the
right.
fields in the evening. I mean, I think I only saw one buck.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I wouldn't have been able to see bucks if they had small antlers, but, I mean, I saw one rack buck out of all those deer. I mean, there was 30, I'm going to say at least 30 deer in one field, and I didn't see a horn in there.
Yeah, amazing.
Anyway.
I'll tell you, we typically, in early November, we get a rainy, nasty day.
Yep,
and
yep.
I'm usually not deciding not to hunt that day. That's the day
right.
that those bucks are moving everywhere, you know, especially on the shore. I'll see 5, 6 rack bucks, you know, up and down my travels from, you know, Queen Anne's to Kent and Cecil County. I'm like, man, where are all these guys coming from? And they're just cruising the field right out in the open. They don't care. So
I'm interested to see what I got on my cameras. I haven't hunted in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm over here. So, I mean, there was plenty of bucks moving before that.
Yeah.
And there's one big 8 in particular that I've been after, but I hadn't seen him on the camera the last 3 weeks.
I haven't adopted the camera. I mean, I did. I used it the first year I hunted this property. And, you know, I saw more deer just sitting, you know, than I saw on the camera. A lot of squirrels and raccoons and things like that on the camera. And...
Right.
And I've not used a camera in a couple of years. I don't know what we've got on this lease, but we'll find out a little bit today anyway. But I might set a couple cameras up and see what's hitting it.
Yeah, it gives you a new, different dynamic to hunting.
It does.
Anyway.
You know, I particularly like the woodsmanship, though. I like to find the trails. I like to see where they're moving. I like to, you know, see the ins and outs. I like to walk property, see the scrapes, the rub lines, see what's changed from last year. And that's hunting to me. You know, I'm not sure I would like to see those photos coming in on my phone
of the big buck there that's not there, you know, that's there when I'm not.
Right.
You know?
I haven't gone there yet. I hope I don't.
So. I got it.
Well, look, good luck this evening. I'm getting close to the property.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
And you take care. God bless you.
Enjoy your hunt. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Debbie in Preston. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
Hope Robin feels better.
So do I. She'll be all right. She'll be fine. She's just...
Now, I figured I'd get in this. It could be a good Christmas gift.
It could be a great Christmas gift. Did you nominate your Utes in your family?
No, I did not, but I should have.
Yeah, you should have. All right. Well, we'll have Vern make that note. I know a couple of them that you'd probably like to nominate.
Please.
So we'll put them in there with you. How's that?
Please, I thank you.
No problem at all. So
have a wonderful hunt today.
I think we will. I think we'll have a great time no matter what. Good, bad, or indifferent.
There's been four out in this front yard here.
Four?
Yes. Within 10 feet of the house.
Any bucks?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're like 10 feet from the house.
That's interesting. Well, throw a rock at them, Debbie.
They're almost domesticated, literally.
We don't want a domesticated one. But, you know, if one domesticated one happens to wander by when we're out there in the stand, we might have to be forced into taking that shot.
Yeah. You stand to the front porch and they look at you and watch you, too.
That's good. Well, get a license, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Get a license.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah.
I've had that before.
I'm sure you have. I have no doubt. So.
Hunter safety, the whole deal.
That's great. So. Yep. Got to do it.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, I thank you and have a good show today.
Hey, thanks for the call. We will.
All right. Thanks a lot. And be sure to add the boys.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. All right.
Bye-bye. There goes Debbie. All right. Nice to hear from her. Little familial connection there. How about that? All right. Well, let's take our final break here. Any more calls waiting, Vern? All right. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. I'm wheezing a little bit, folks. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. All right. Try to clear that. That didn't work. Hold on. So sorry. Chesapeake Outdoors, you know, we talked about all the specials and that type of thing, but they do have firearms from Remington and Ruger and Browning and Savage, those straight-wall cartridge rifles that I talked about, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster. Those are primarily Rugers. The American Standard models and the Go Wild models, which the people seem to like. The Go Wild have a little longer barrel, nice camo fit. But 20% off of Raven crossbows. The Raven 500, not all of them, the Raven 500, plenty of those in stock. But there are other crossbows to choose from. There's the 10-point, the Nitro 505, that's the hot lick from 10-point. And then there's the Matthews compound bows as well, all the models, especially the V3X29 and the V3X33. The new ones, they'll set you up for anything you need for your bow, the Rambo electric bikes, rods, reels, tackle, live and frozen bait, crabbing gear, plenty of time left for that. The bow fishing package bows from Muzzy, the LVX and the Vice. Calls, decoys, and camo for, you know, waterfowl and any type of hunting. Costa sunglasses, you name it, they've got it. So why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors? You'll find them at Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, and you will be glad you did, no question about it. Backyard Billies, oh my goodness. Well, plenty of time left. There'll be some warm weather all, even into December. You can go out there, you can get some crabs, and you can enjoy the family. You can, you know, set up a picnic lunch if you like. It's fall. It's a beautiful time if you want to have a party, you know, with friends in the backyard, and then set up a little fire ring, do some s'mores and some hot dogs and some marshmallows. You can do that. Everything for that event or those events is at Backyard Billy's. Talk about making backyard fun, making your backyards fun. A giant selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, 300 of those Adirondack chairs in stock that rock and swivel and do that as well. You can see all that in Backyard Billy's Backyard at Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Those gym sets, if you're looking for a gym set for the kids for Christmas, tiki bars for the adults, storage sheds in Backyard Billy's Backyard too. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, by Big Green Egg, by Kamado Joe. That Traeger fascinates me with the Wi-Fi, Wi-Fire is what they call it, connection. You can control the heat, you can control the time, and everything right from your phone. You know, you can sit and watch a football game, you put the steaks on the grill, you can put a rack of ribs out there, smoke it, do whatever you want. And it's ready when you're ready. Browse the great-looking garden decorations, furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. The fire pits and fire rings, just an outstanding selection. Why not visit BackyardBillies.com? 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour.
I think it really does inform you and keeps you up to date.
Up to date.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right, let's give us a call here. Let be the last caller of the day, the last one for this hour. I mean, not of the day, but the hour. Get in the muzzleloader contest here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Get the muzzleloader contest. All you have to do is call the number, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Fern, our producer, and go on the air with me. Very simple. You can also register by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Don't forget, when you call in, if you have a youngster you'd like to nominate to win the one of the second drawing for youth only at the end of November, well, leave that name too. So there you go. Sounds like our doggie's going crazy back there in the kennel with Miss Robin, so we're going to have to take her out here shortly. So give us a call here, and we'll be more than glad to take your call. Right, Vern, you're ready, right? I know it. Hey, waterfowl seasons are approaching. Well, we had an opportunity to go to the zoo the other day, the Baltimore, or whatever they call it now. What do they call that now? Maryland Zoo in Baltimore the other day. The big dinosaur, the big 3D dinosaur exhibit was there, and I wanted to take the grandkids, and they got quite a kick out of those life-size dinosaurs, you know, big old Tyrannosaurus Rex turning his head and growling and snapping his jaws, and Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus browsing on a treetop, and, you know, all the little velociraptors, you know, flapping their wings and that type of thing. It's pretty cool stuff. So, you know, motion activated, take pictures with the kids, and plenty of opportunities there. Just, I guess there's 30 or so, some, like Ankylosaurus, a Triceratops, all life size, by the way. Well, we enjoyed walking through there. We enjoyed the zoo itself, but the aviary was closed due to avian influenza, and that is something that the highly pathogenic avian influenza is something to consider when you're waterfowl hunting. The bird flu is a respiratory disease of birds caused by the influenza A virus. Wild birds, such as ducks, gulls, and shorebirds, can carry and spread these viruses but may show no signs of illness. However, avian influenza can kill domestic poultry, such as chickens, turkeys, ducks, and geese. Avian influenza spreads quickly through direct bird-to-bird contact. It can also spread to birds via contaminated surfaces and materials, including people's clothing, shoes, or hands. If you raise poultry or keep pet birds, follow the recommendations to make sure you don't spread avian influenza to your birds. So when hunting, do not harvest or handle wild birds that are obviously sick or found dead. No, I wouldn't either. Wash your hands with soap and water immediately after handling game. If soap and water are not available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer when handling wild birds, ducks and geese, and doves. Always wear disposable gloves when handling or cleaning game, and wash your hands with soap and water immediately afterward. Soap and water are not available, use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Dress game birds in the field whenever possible. If you can't dress birds in the field, clean them in a location away from poultry and other birds. Keep a separate pair of shoes to wear only in your game cleaning area. This is not possible. Wear rubber footwear and clean and disinfect your shoes before entering or leaving the area. Use dedicated tools for cleaning game, whether in the field or at home. Do not use those tools around poultry or pet birds. Double bag the offal and the feathers. Tie the inner bag. Take off your gloves. Leave them in the outer bag before tying it closed. Then wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. Put the bag in a trash can that poultry and pet birds cannot access. Make sure the trash can is covered and children, pets, and other animals can't get into it. Wash all your tools and work surfaces with soap and water. Then mix chlorine bleach, third cup of household bleach per gallon of water. It's a little safety there. All right, folks, that's the end of the hour. We'll be back next hour with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Get out, stay out, stay safe, be successful.